This is a letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5, dated the 28th day of Adar Tavshin Beis, Baruch Hashem. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the Hanhola, the leadership of Agudas Chabad in the Holy Land, Hashem Aleim Yichyu, Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe, I'm responding about your questions about the matter that we've already spoken in the past, and I've already passed along through the titles, Moshe Gorari. I spoke to Moshe Gorari, seems like that, about the important to widen the educational Chabad institution that goes through the Resh Holy Yeshiv Yitzchok, that's the network of Holy Yeshiv Yitzchok, and also to add to it, to combine to it, the institution, educational, the religious educational institution that is through those who are the activists, in such a way that should have no, shouldn't be connected to any specific party, should have no party line, should be you're worried about that this is going to give the government an argument that they don't need a party at all. And okay, so in other words, this will give Ministry of Education of the government was going to stand directly connected with the educational school, which can also be damaging. In other words, if it's not through a party and you deal directly with the Ministry of the Education, they may have a say, and they're going to be dealing with them, and they may implement or ask for things, and there's things that they won't be either. So the Rebbe says, according to my opinion, besides that, it has to be in a way that not every institution should be its own independent. That's going to make it very weak. Inside, towards the inside, and mainly towards the outside. Don't need to prolong. It was my intent from the beginning that all educational institutes should enter in this network, and they should all be united as one stream, which is not a non party line, and it should be a general leadership. And through that leadership, all the discussions and the business with the Ministry of Education and with any other fitting ministry. And since my hope is that you're also going to add to it the institutions of education of those that are activists, and within time also of the Yeshiva Yosh, the old settlements. So now you should set up one leadership that it should come one, should become one representative for Agudas Chabad, one from the Tzir Agudas Chabad, and one from the Eresh Yosef Yitzchok, and to suggest to these activists that they should choose one of them, that he should be in the leadership. This is only a suggestion, the Rebbe is saying. You can change this, especially to widen the Anhola when there's going to be added another institution to this informal Zerem Bilti Zarmei. But it's obvious that in order for the matters to be conducted without any specific tilting, so the people that are standing at the head of this leadership should keep this point when the educational institutions will organize themselves in this way. So then there won't be no more a problem that the Misra, the educational ministry of the government, is going to stand directly with an individual, because there's going to be no more individual. They're going to have to deal with the group. That's actually not fitting at all, so that they deal with this one, because that group itself is not connected directly with the Ministry of Education, but through the general Hanhola. Number two, I said already several times that for many reasons that there's hopeful that from various different other groupings, they will help them to bring about the organization of educational systems that are not going in a certain party line, a certain line. And especially when you will try very hard, the blessing in your success in the holy work. So basically, the Rebbe wants not to be any identified with any specific party, but he still doesn't want as individuals, so he wants all the Chabad as much as possible to be under one, and they should all negotiate and make sure that it goes. So you have a party which is not a party, a Zerem Bilti Zarmit.